אתם עם SBS בעברית.
שלום אוסטרליה. With a blast of a shofar and a spray of champagne, Israel's first Olympic gold medalist of 2021, Artem Dolgopiat, was given a hero's welcome at Ben Gurion Airport on Tuesday morning. Dolgopiat, who won his gold medal in the floor exercise in men's artistic gymnastics, was greeted by family, friends, and a pair of enthusiastic drummers. Israel won her second gold medal of the Games when Ninoy Ashram took first place in the women's rhythmic gymnastics yesterday. Like Dolgopiat, she was honored by a phone call from President Yitzhak Herzog, who told her that the entire country was proud of her achievements. It's what I've dreamed of for all of my life, Ashram said after her victory. It's an amazing feeling to stand in this place at this time, on the podium and in first place. Ashram has now been chosen to carry the flag at the closing ceremony. Three rockets were fired towards Israel from Lebanon on Wednesday. One fell short of the border, the others landed just outside the northern city of Kiryat Shmona. Although the rockets came from Hezbollah, Israel said it held the country of Lebanon responsible for attacks originating from its sovereign territory. Israel responded by firing some 100 artillery rounds into Lebanon in three rounds over the course of Wednesday, followed by airstrikes. Lebanese President Michel Aoun condemned the retaliation attacks, saying what happened is a flagrant and dangerous violation of Security Council Resolution 1701 and a direct threat to security and stability in the south. Israeli firefighters on Thursday were still battling blazes sparked by the rockets. On Friday morning, nearly 20 more rockets were fired into northern Israel from Lebanon, sending residents in the Golan Heights and Galilee Panhandle scrambling to shelters. The alarms sounded shortly before 11 a.m. in Ein Kenia, Neve Ativ and Sneer. 10 projectiles were intercepted by the Iron Dome missile defense system and 6 landed in open areas around Hardov. Another 3 rockets failed to clear the border and landed in Lebanese territory. After marathon overnight talks, the cabinet voted on Monday to approve the national budget for the first time in 3 years. One that will introduce a range of profound changes to the Israeli economy and society. In a key development, Health Minister Nitzan Horovitz secured a 2 billion shekel increase in funding for healthcare. The complex legislation must now pass through committee stages and 3 readings in the Knesset plenum by a November 4th deadline, in a key challenge for the coalition, which holds a narrow parliamentary majority. If it does not pass by then, the Knesset will automatically dissolve and new elections would follow. Prime Minister Naftali Bennett welcomed the advancing of the budget, which covers 2021 to 22. In a potential solution to one of the most contentious issues in Israel, and one that has caused unprecedented violence, on Monday the Supreme Court suggested a compromise that could see Palestinian residents of Jerusalem's Sheikh Jarrah neighborhood avoid being evicted by the Jewish Nachalat Shimon organization for decades. Justice Yitzhak Amit told the packed courtroom, "This compromise will give us breathing room for a good many years until either the land is properly regulated or there is peace." Under the proposal, Palestinians could stay on as protected tenants, making it harder but not impossible to evict them. They would pay 1,500 shekel in yearly fees to Nachalat Shimon, a small fraction of the market rent for their homes. The Palestinians could choose whoever they wanted to be considered first-generation protected tenants. Since Israeli law allows the children of first-generation protected tenants to maintain their status under certain conditions, this could mean the evictions would be delayed for decades. In exchange, Palestinians would recognize only that Nachalat Shimon is registered as the property's owner in Israel without conceding ownership to the Jewish organization. The court gave the 4 Palestinian families threatened with eviction 7 days to assemble a list of names to be declared protected and urged them to accept the compromise. The high-level coronavirus cabinet on Tuesday evening approved a raft of new restrictions that go into effect today after the COVID-19 caseload surpassed 3,000 for the first time since March. Under the new rules, which the ministers adopted on the advice of health ministry officials, masks are to be required outdoors for gatherings of 100 people or more. In-office work for public servants is to be scaled back to 50%, with the private sector encouraged to allow employees to work from home, and vaccinated caretakers of infected children under 12 years are required to self-isolate. its efforts to contain the renewed COVID-19 outbreak, which has been blamed on the fast-spreading Delta variant, the government also agreed to expand the Tawhirok Green Pass system to all gatherings from August 20th, not merely those with 100 people, as is currently the case, and restrict access to public venues to unvaccinated children. On Friday, it was decided to move the restrictions forward, and they begin today. A campaign to give a third booster vaccination to all Israelis over 60 is underway, and Israel considers vaccination, not lockdown, as the preferred method to counter the spread of the virus. All but one of the seriously ill patients under 60 on Friday were unvaccinated. Israel registered 3,843 new coronavirus cases on Thursday, with a positive rate at 3.79%. As of Friday morning, there were 253 patients in serious condition after the number had climbed to 262 on Thursday night, up 90 in 1 week. The death toll has reached 6,516. Members of Justice Minister Gideon Saar's Tikva Chadasha party have submitted a proposal for a bill that would prevent a person indicted on criminal charges from serving as Prime Minister. MK Michal Shear said on Tuesday she submitted the private member's bill to rectify the absurd situation in which an indicted individual can serve as Prime Minister while being barred from holding other public offices. The proposed bill states that if an individual is indicted while serving as Prime Minister, they must resign within 30 days. Shear denied that the legislation was personally targeted against opposition leader Benjamin Netanyahu, who is on trial for corruption. Indictments were filed on Wednesday against former Knesset member Hanin Zoabi and 12 others tied to the Arab Balad Party, a Palestinian nationalist faction that makes up part of the Joint List Alliance, for forgery and fraud offences as part of the party's financial irregularities scandal. State prosecutors said the indictments were part of a plea deal that will see the suspects confess to the crimes and receive sentences ranging from community service to suspended prison sentences and fines of tens of thousands of shekels. Former Health Minister Yael German, a past member of Foreign Minister Yair Lapid's Yesh Atid party, is to be Israel's next ambassador to France. Former Yesh Atid MK Shimon Solomon will be the envoy to Angola. Prime Minister Naftali Bennett announced on Friday that retired Brigadier General Michael Herzog, the president's brother, will be Israel's next ambassador to the US. Health Minister Nitzan Horovitz announced on Tuesday a plan to reduce waiting times for Israelis seeking gender reassignment surgery and to boost support for the country's transgender community. During a visit to the Sheba Medical Center, Horowitz said the ministry was launching a series of measures to ease the way for the transgender community in Israel, saying, "The difficulties transgender people deal with are enormous. There are almost no transgender women who have not been subjected to shouts, curses, and physical violence. That's the norm for transgender men and women." Israel's week-long heat wave peaked on Wednesday and Thursday, with the temperature rising to a scalding 42 degrees in some areas and a high level of humidity near the coast. Jerusalem reached 36 degrees. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להזין לפודקאסטים.